gymnast, I guess you could say the most successful gymnastics team in American history. And she's now going for an all-new kind of championship, that being Dancing with the Stars. Alexandra Raisman joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Is this your last interview today?
Yes, it is. Save the best for last, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we're going to try really hard to make it compelling. So,
Okay,
so listen, I want to ask you about this Dancing with the Stars thing, because a lot of people over the last few years have had issues with the judges, and nobody likes to be judged. We judge people all the time here because that's what we do in Sports Talk Radio. You, of course, being a gymnast, you've been through judging before, so it would seem to me that you have a bit of a leg up in dealing with that process.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's just important to remember that, you know, when they give you criticism, it's just because they're trying to help you out. You know, they're not doing it to be mean. I mean, I think it's a little bit different if they, like, go crazy and they tell you you did a terrible performance. You know, that's, you know, everyone works hard, so that's hurtful being told that it was terrible. But, you know, I've been lucky this season, and they've been really nice, and they've been really supportive of me. And, you know, they always compliment me, but at the same time, they'll always critique me, which I like, because I like, you know, showing improvement each and every week, and I'd rather have them tell me what I need to work on than lie to me and say that I did good if they felt like I needed to do something better.
So between a team gold, an individual gold, and an individual bronze, where would Dancing with the Stars championship rank?
I mean, I would love to get that mirror ball trophy. I've been working so hard. It's been such an amazing experience. I still can't, you know, get over, you know, the transformation from week one to now. I feel like a totally different person. I'm so much more confident, so much more comfortable. And I feel like, I actually, you know, feel this week like I feel like a dancer. You know, I feel like my body is moving so much better. I feel so much more comfortable, so much more, like, elegant and graceful. So it's been really awesome to see.
Now, you're going to be 19 next week, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, happy birthday in advance. So the question becomes, you're in even better shape now because of the dancing and maybe even a little more flexible. Do you have aspirations of competing in Rio in 2016?
Yes, I do. I'm going to begin training at the end of the summer, so I can definitely take the improvement from, you know, Dancing with the Stars and bring it to the gymnastics world with my floor routine. And, you know, my coaches are really excited. One of them is actually coming to the show on Monday, and they were telling me that they couldn't believe, you know, who I was and who they were even watching because they were so impressed and surprised with how much I've improved.
Ali Raisman joining us on the Revolution Hotline, competing in the Dancing with the Stars finale on Monday night. Okay, I know you want to beat all three of your competitors, but if there was one person you said, hey, look, I don't care who wins, I just don't want this person to win. Give me some dirt.
I would never be like that. You know, I love everyone on the show, and everyone is working so, so hard. So, and the thing is, it's not up to us who wins. It's up to America. So, you know, it just depends on who they want to win. And, you know, like, whatever happens, happens. I'll be so, so happy if I win. But if I don't, then I'll be happy for whoever wins. You know, we've all worked hard. It's all been an amazing experience, and I made it to the finals. So that's what I'm happy about.
Okay, I'm fascinated by the whole Olympic thought process, and obviously you'll have competitions between now and Rio, but you prepare 4 years for a competition. There are so many things that you have to do to get ready and try to be at peak performance when it's time to compete. I'm just fascinated by how you sort of go through the process, and of course the last time you did it, you were extremely young building up to this last Olympiad. But can you talk to me about a plan for the next few years as you get ready for 2016?
Yeah, sure. Well, training for the Olympics was the hardest thing I will ever have to do in my whole entire life. It was so, you know, physically and mentally exhausting. And, you know, when I begin training, it will probably be in August or September, and I won't be ready for competition until probably July or maybe May, June, or July. It takes, you know, a really long time to get back into everything. And for me, I'm a perfectionist, so I'm not going to go back to the competition until I'm fully ready. You know, I want to make sure that I have all my skills back and that I feel 100%. And then after that, you know, you just keep competing. You don't take any time off. You don't take any vacations, and just hope that you make the next Olympic team. You know, just because I competed at the past Olympics and I did really well, it doesn't mean that I'm automatically on the team again in 2016.
Okay, we only have about a minute left here, so a couple quick questions. I'm curious where you keep your medals. That's kind of a standard question for anybody who's won one.
I just keep them in a safe.
Okay. And then if you could only go to one Boston-area professional sporting event the rest of your life, what would it be?
Bruins game.
And who's your favorite Boston athlete of all time?
I like David Ortiz. He's been so supportive, and he always wishes me good luck, so that means so much to me.
That's a beautiful thing.
Nice answer, Allie. Allie, I'm one of the few Jewish people that that lives here in Arkansas, and I was we were all so impressed when you used Hava Nagila in your floor exercise. I'm putting in a request if you could do the Hora at the in Rio in 2016. What do you think?
Maybe I'll have to talk to my coaches about that one.
I love it. Well, Allie, good luck in all you do. We'll certainly be watching on Monday night, and good luck in 2016 as well. And hopefully,
thank you very much.
We'll catch up with you again. That is Allie Raisman.
Well, she sounds as sweet as sugar.
Well, how about that? Hopefully she'll pull it off on Monday night. That would be great. She's an easy one to root for. Part of the Fierce Five.
Listeners, have you checked out the